Hello, we're back with 10 Minutes of Talmud, and today we are talking about a holy, H-O-L-Y, panty raid. So, we'll say our blessing and be on our way. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidshanu, b'mitzvotav etzivanu, la'asok b'divrei Torah. All right, we're picking right back up where we left off. We're in Tractate Sukkah, Chapter 5. Now we're on Halakha 3. If you're in the Schottenstein, that's 29A3, and we're starting with our new Mishnah here. And remember what we were talking about, that Sukkot is a ritual of rebellion. So women go in the place of men, and what we're going to find out is that the most private garments of the highest class people are turned outside on this holiday. You can't make this stuff up. Okay, so here's our Mishnah. Okay. Mi bla'e miknase kohanim ume hem yane hen hayu maskiin. From the worn out trousers of the priests and their belts, they would pull out strands to make the wicks for the big lights for Sukkot. Remember, we were talking about basically there are four Olympic cauldrons that burn all night long to light up the women's courtyard in the temple. Well, you can't just burn the oil, right? You have to have a wick. And so they're actually using the worn out underwear of the priests for these wicks. Now, if you want to be spiritual about it, you can say, well, these are holy clothes, and you really, what else can you do with them when they're worn out except use them to perform another mitzvah, right? So, for example, a Torah cover that is worn out cannot be thrown away, because it has a certain level of holiness. So what you do with a worn-out Torah cover is you use it to make shrouds for a person who doesn't have anyone to bury them. Lo hayta chatzer b'Yerushalayim, shelo hayta mi'ira ma'or beit ha'shoevah. There was not a courtyard in Jerusalem that was not illuminated by the light of the place of the water drawing and this celebration that took place all night long. So night is turned to day, underwear is outside, everything is upside down. All right? So again, you have to realize this is a world in which there are no lights at night. So for there to be lights at night, it's truly this amazing thing. All right, so now we're in the Gemara. We're in the Halakha. Tane, we learn. Mivla ein mishnase kohen gadol hayu madlikin et hanerot shabifni. The worn out undergarments of the high priest were used to kindle lamps inside the temple with the menorah. So in other words, you don't want to embarrass the high priest that much, right? There's only so much role reversal that can really go on. So his underwear is deemed to be a little more private or holy than everybody else's underwear, so his underwear is still burned to as a wick, but it is it's only inside the temple where other priests could see it. Okay. Umi bla'em yiknase kohen hegyot hayu madlikin et hanerot shevachutz. So the underwear of the regular priests, all the other priests, right? Those are the ones that were burned outside where everyone could see it. Okay? Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak says, Ketiv, Here's our proof text. Laha'alot ner tamid, to kindle the lamp continually. And the word laha'alot, cause to ascend, it's kind of strange, right? You would think that the verb would be lahadlik, but it's laha'alot. And so the sages are going to make a drash on this. By the way, that proof text is from Exodus 27, verse 20. She'aru lomar, so the sages learn it. Ein lecha oseh shalhevet, ein lepishtan bilvad. There's no material other than flax that allows the flame to ascend by itself so well. So actually in many rabbinic texts, we find out that flax is considered a highly, highly flammable substance. So, you know, perhaps it isn't so unexpected that these flaxen underwear are forming the wicks for these lights. All right. So now the Gemara goes on to understand another word in our Mishnah. Mahu mafki'in. So what does that word mafki'in mean? Tirgem Rabbi Chagai kume Rabbi Yose. Rabbi Chagai translates it before Rabbi Yose, and he says, mafshilim, they pull out the strands to make wicks out of them. Language always develops, and so it's, you know, you can see the sages struggling with that over the centuries. At one point a word is clear, later on it becomes not so clear, especially as the centuries go by and the temple isn't being rebuilt, these customs and these ideas can become a little bit obscured. Okay, Tane, so we learn, Lo haya chatzer b'Yerushalayim. There was not any courtyard in Jerusalem. Shelo haitam ira me'or beit hashoevah, that wasn't lit up from this all-night celebration. Tane. And then we learn another source that says, Yechola isha lavor chiteha la'or hama'aracha. A woman was permitted to sort her grain by the light of this fire, these fires. And here's the problem. Normally, holy things can only stay in the temple. You're not allowed to let them out of the temple. But what they're saying is, go ahead. Lights are on. Go ahead. Do whatever you want. V'lo haya mo'alot. But wait, then wouldn't she be violating that very principle of taking, you're not allowed to take holy things out of the temple? La! Nah, no way, don't worry about it, she's cool. Da'amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, Hareach v'hamar'eh v'hakol ein behen me'ila. The smell and the sights and the sounds of the temple, you can listen to them outside the temple, and that's totally okay. All right, we'll pick up here tomorrow. Talk to you then. Bye.